It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Today is Wednesday, March 20th. We're talking about new details in the special counsel's investigation and a first-of-its-kind drug for some pregnant women, plus Google's new gaming platform, a K-cup for cocktails, and the first day of spring. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. New details about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the Trump campaign. Newly released documents show the investigation into President Trump's former lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen actually started way before most people thought. The AP says the FBI started investigating Cohen back in July 2017, nearly a year before they raided his home and office. Mueller quickly zeroed in on Cohen and issued several search warrants, including one to access Cohen's emails and others to check his Apple iCloud data and even track his phone calls. Eventually, a warrant was put out to search his home, office, and hotel room. Remember, Cohen ended up cooperating with investigators, pleading guilty to tax evasion and lying to Congress and saying everything he did was at the direction of President Trump, which Trump denies. Cohen will start his 3-year prison sentence in May. A devastating and deadly cyclone hit southern Africa, and now a UN official told the New York Times it could be one of the worst weather-related disasters ever in the southern hemisphere. Cyclone Idai, as it's called, affected more than 1.5 million people, hitting Mozambique the hardest. The president there has said he's worried the death toll could hit 1,000. As for flooding in the Midwestern U.S., Vice President Mike Pence toured the damage and is now promising federal aid to be expedited to both Iowa and Nebraska. Remember, heavy rain and snowmelt has caused record-breaking flooding. Thousands of people have had to evacuate, and the AP reports the floodwaters threaten millions of dollars in farmers' crops and livestock. And if you want to help here in the U.S. and or in Southern Africa, PBS has listed the best ways to donate or volunteer. You'll find those links in today's episode notes on thenewsworthy.com. For the first time ever, the FDA approved a drug specifically for postpartum depression. The new treatment is meant to give mothers immediate relief. The New York Times reports it works within 48 hours. That's compared to other antidepressants available now, which can take up to 4 weeks to work. The drug is called brexanolone, and it's given through an IV. It takes 60 hours, so mothers do have to stay in a medical center to get it. And it's not cheap. CNN says it will likely cost between $20,000 and $35,000 per treatment. But it's likely insurance companies will eventually cover the cost. The new treatment is set to be available in June. It's official. Disney now owns 21st Century Fox. Entertainment Weekly reports the companies have been working on the $71 billion deal for a little more than a year now, but it officially went into effect this morning. The historic merger means Disney now owns the rights to movies like X-Men, Deadpool, and Avatar. And Disney also got FX Networks, National Geographic, and Fox's 30% stake in Hulu. Fox News and Fox Broadcasting Network will split and be left behind. Some are nicknaming it New Fox. The world's biggest denim brand is going public. CNBC says for the first time in more than 3 decades, investors can buy shares of Levi Strauss. It'll be the second time in Levi's 165-year history the company will be publicly traded. The stock is expected to begin trading again tomorrow. If you want to fit in your favorite pair of jeans and feel great from the inside out, then today's sponsor may be for you. Noom is not a diet, and it doesn't say you can or cannot have certain foods. Instead, Noom helps you learn how to build better habits and stick with it. Because let's face it, weight loss or even building a new healthier habit, whatever that is for you, can be hard. Well, Noom is there for you. Noom offers the tools you need, plus accountability and community to help you not only reach your goals, but also stick with them. Noom provides personalized training and your own support team all right on your smartphone. Your goal specialist is a behavior change professional, nutrition expert, and fitness expert all in one. There's also one of the biggest food databases available, so you can track your meals quickly and easily. And because it's right on your smartphone, it's convenient. And I like that you can set up the notifications to get the reminders you need for your goals. Like, I appreciate being reminded just to get up from my desk and move around more. So sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/newsworthy. Out with the old habits and in with the new. Just go to Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy to get started. That's Noom.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Baseball season is back. Even though the traditional opening day isn't for another week, the first game is today. The Seattle Mariners and Oakland Athletic kick off the season in Japan. CBS News says this will be the fifth time an MLB season has opened in Japan. It's part of Major League Baseball's plan to expand baseball globally. You can catch the opening series on ESPN today and tomorrow. And speaking of baseball, there's another record-breaking contract in the works. ESPN says Mike Trout and the Los Angeles Angels are finalizing the largest contract in professional sports history. It's a 12-year, $430 million deal. If the deal goes through, Trout will likely play for the Angels until he retires. Well, soon you may not have to get up from your seat to get a snack or drink while watching a basketball game. Apple teamed up with a sports stadium vendor to let you text message your order and get it delivered right to you in the stands. It's called Apple Business Chat. TechCrunch reports the concept is just being tested right now in Cleveland at Cavaliers games, but it could roll out to more stadiums in the future. So how does it work? Fans scan the QR code on the back of their seats, then a message pops up on their iPhone, and it takes you through the ordering process. You pay with Apple Pay, then drinks get delivered. Phillies fans got a taste of this last summer. Now it's in Cleveland for the rest of this season. Google is getting more into gaming with a streaming service it calls Google Stadia. The Verge says Stadia doesn't live in a box like Xbox or PlayStation. Instead, users can stream it and play the games on their phones, laptops, and some tablets with the Chrome browser, Chromecast, and Pixel devices. On Google-owned YouTube, users can hit play now while watching a video of a game and then instantly enter it. But users will need the special Stadia controller to use that feature. The company doesn't say how much this new platform on the cloud will cost, but they did say it'll launch later this year. Instead of a K-cup machine for coffee, how would you like a K-cup machine for cocktails? The Wall Street Journal reports Keurig Dr. Pepper and Anheuser-Busch InBev are moving forward with an idea for home bartending called DrinkWorks. The drink-making machine uses liquid-filled pods, then adds water and carbonation to serve up cocktails like a Moscow Mule and Old Fashioned. The question is, will people pay hundreds of dollars for the machine? Right now, it can be pre-ordered for $299. The Journal says it'll also roll out in Missouri, Florida, and California this year. More than $500 million is up for grabs in tonight's Powerball drawing, $550 million. The jackpot has continued to grow for more than 2 months now, since there hasn't been a big winner just yet. ABC News says this is now the largest Powerball jackpot of 2019 and the eighth largest jackpot ever. CNBC says your chance is one in about 300 million. The next drawing is tonight, so good luck. Happy first official day of spring. Winter is now over, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. And tonight, with the start of spring, you may see the third and final supermoon of 2019. Supermoons are full moons that appear slightly bigger and brighter than normal. Oh, and to celebrate the start of spring, look out for a few freebies. For example, USA Today says Dairy Queen is giving away free small vanilla cones. And that's it for today. You are ready to go. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.